Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph in Maseches Ksubis, the last daf of Masechta Perek Almana Nizonis, 11th Perek. Let us start with the Mishnah on daf Kuf Amabes. Kuf Amabes. Hama Me'enes Hashnia V'ha'ailanis Ein Lohen Lo Ksuba V'lo Peros V'lo Mazonis V'lo Bela'os. These three women, Me'enes, a woman who is married on a Durabana level. Mida Arais, a woman can get married in one of two ways. Either she accepts her own money, if she's a Gedola, or if her father accepts on, she accepts her own money, or her father accepts on her behalf. But if she is a Ketana, and she does not have a father, either the father died, or she's what's called Yesoma B'chai Ha'av, either way, she has no connection to the father, so Chazal instituted a Nisuin Durabanan, so Durabanan, to be able to create a framework, so that Shlo Yinagu Ba Minag Hefker, says the Gemara. They wanted her to be able to have a context of marriage, so therefore they made up Kiddushin and Nisuin Durabanan. But, as we know, she can walk out of that marriage, Mima Enes. So a Mima Enes does not get exuba when she walks out of the marriage. Rashi explains, because Me'atz Me'atzah, she walked out herself. She's not entitled to the ksuba. And a shnia, somebody who is a shnia, one of the isurei durabanan of Arayos, also does not get a ksuba because chazal were kones, as we learned in Yevamos. And v'ha'ailanis, an ailanis, a woman who cannot have children, does not get a ksuba either. Rashi quotes mekach to'os. Rashi quotes all three reasons here because the mekach to'os, he did not know about it. We'll talk more about this in the Gemara. So therefore, she does not get a ksuba. And v'loperos, these women do not get peros. Rashi quotes tupshat, and what does peros mean? Does peros here really mean what's opposite peros? Meaning pirkuna, the chiyuv to redeem these women, the husband in all these cases does not have a chiyuv to redeem the women, because all these women, we do not apply what the line that it says in the ksuba, if you get captured, I will return you to be my wife. So in all these women, that will not apply. So therefore, there is no perkuna. Rashi second pshat, no, it means peros literally. That all the peros that the husband ate during the marriage, he does not have to return upon the divorce or upon the miyun. V'lo mizonos. And these women do not get mizonos. Why doesn't a me'enes get mizonos during the marriage? Why doesn't a mizonos? So Rashi says, it's not talking about that. Rashi says, first white line, no, it means while they're married, the husband went to Medinas Hayam and she borrowed money. And she now bought her own mizonos, and now she did miyun. So now she wants to get paid back for what took place earlier. So that we don't say that the husband is a chiyuv to pay back. The Ran says, but like a shnia, so then even during the marriage, there's no mizonos, because we're kones her. V'lob, we'll get to more of that later also. V'lob blos, and also the worn out clothing that she brought into the marriage that he wore, he does not have to return and pay back the blos. The imitchila nasa l'shem islandus yesh laksuba. But if originally he married her knowing that she was an islandus, so then she would get a ksuba because it wasn't a mekach tos. He knew that she was an islandus, and therefore she does get a ksuba. The Ritva says huadin everything else, not just huadin, not just ksuba, but huadin she would get all the other parts of marriage. But chadiminayu nakan. What yesh lemizonos upeiros ublos. But that's the Ritva. If you make any tnai, any condition, or you know about it beforehand, so then it is a regular marriage, and it is not a mekach tos. Are they married at all by an islandess? Could she get remarried without a get? So that we'll talk about in the Gemara. Here it says yesh laksuba. Sounds like mekach tos, but is it really a mekach tos, and she would not need a get at all? Or not? Again, this is important halakha l'maaseh in some cases where Rachmana Litzlan, if the male or the female, the chazar or the kala, have some type of physical defect, or a defect that they knew about. Let's say one of them, let's say she's missing ovaries, or he has a certain issue, and we know that he doesn't have any zera, or varies. So in all these cases, is there, and you didn't tell beforehand, which is, again, a separate issue. So are they married? Is it a mekach tos? Does he need a get? So it comes up halakha l'maaseh, Rachmana Litzlan. Says the Mishnah, continuing, finishing up, Amar l'kohen gadol, the grusha v'chalusa l'kohen hedyot. What if you have an isurei d'oraisa relationship? You don't have an isurei d'rabanan, like a shnia, but if it's an almana to a kohen gadol or a grusha v'chalusa l'kohen hedyot, the chalutz is always thrown in there, even though chalutz is only an isurei d'rabanan. Mamzer has been a seed of Yisrael, bas yisrael l'rasir l'mamzer. All any of these cases, yesh lohem ksuba. In all these cases, there is She does get a ksuba. The Gemara in Yevamos discuss why. What Daraisa is more kal than Drabanans. She gets a ksuba by Nisa Daraisa, but not by Drabanans. The Gemara there gave a couple of opinions. The Gemara first said either maybe Daraisa doesn't need chizuk. People know about Daraisa. They're scared of the Isir Daraisa. The Rabbanans need chizuk. Or the other way, the other suggestion, Rashi quotes the other suggestion here, and that is, by a relationship where she, her status is going to be affected, she's going to become a chalala. So then we assume that she did not start this relationship. She doesn't want to become this chalal. So therefore it must be that he is the one that got the marriage going. Got them into the marriage, wanted to go out with her and marry her. So therefore, it was his fault. Therefore, he's going to have to pay the ksuba. But by Isuri Durabana, by Shnia, she's not Nischalo. Her status doesn't become ruined. So therefore, we assume that she started because, right, a woman wants to be married more than a man, as the Gemara says, and therefore, we would be Kones her. Okay, different reasons why Daraisa is better than Durabana's. One other Ha'ara. Rashi says at the beginning of the Mishnah, why doesn't a Mema'enes get a ksuba? Why doesn't the Menes get a suba? So Rashi says, because me'atzma yatsa. Because she went out by herself. Why doesn't Rashi say, because she was never married? After Miyun, we view it as if the marriage never occurred. It's not like a get, as we're going to talk about. So why doesn't Rashi just say, because they were never married? So what kind of suba are you talking about? They were never married. Right? What do you mean, me'atzma yatsa? Highlighting that it's her fault. Okay, it's her fault, but there's a more basic reason here, more fundamental reason. You don't get a ksuba if you've never married. So what? You're right. You caused the difference. So some suggest maybe this proves Reb Chaim. What? Reb Chaim and Hilchas Ishus, an important yisod regarding Miyun. Hilchas Ishus, Perek Beis, Halacha, I think it says Halacha Tes. Halacha Tes, where Reb Chaim says, we know Miyun, the Gemara says, a number of places, uproots the marriage. But what about the Maisi Yadayim that the husband got during the marriage? Does he have to give that back? What about the mitzias the husband got? What about all the other things that happened during the marriage? We don't find anywhere that those have to be returned. We don't find anywhere. So what do you mean? The marriage is uprooted. So he stole. It was all stealing. What it is. So you don't find that anywhere. So says Reb Chaim, no. What does it mean? Amin is oker hadavar lamafreya. It means regarding everything from now and onward. Mikana lahaba. Regarding everything mikana lahaba, we can now view it as if the marriage never took place. But regarding anything that happened during the marriage, that sticks. It doesn't uproot the marriage as we've mentioned in the past. It's not what we call lamafreya. It's mikanu lahaba lamafreya. Right now we're allowed to view it as if it never happened. But at the moment it happens. We don't say lamafreya lamafreya. So therefore says Reb Chaim, Devadai dina miyun hu afkal ikr hakidusha lamafreya. Elo demikomako momahani afkasa miyun leinyan shenema. Miyun doesn't help, so that we would even say to gam b'shaiton kodem amiyun lo havi kedushin chalan v'kayam in ba'oz. That we don't go so far. Ki im rak de la achar amiyun dininan la mikanu lahaba ki ilo lo neskasha me'olam. That's what miyun does. So ksuba, one can suggest, has to do with the marriage. It's the chiyuv at the beginning of the marriage, or during the marriage. So that's why she would get a ksuba had it not been her fault. That me'atzma yatsa. So that's why maybe Rashi has to say me'atzma yatsa and does not say that there is no marriage. Because regarding the ksuba, maybe we would view it that there is a marriage. Important yisod of Reb Chaim regarding miyun. Yeah. Is this true anytime the Rabbanan afkin Rabbanan kedushin minay? So is that true? I would say not, because generally that's used even stronger to uproot it even lamafreya lamafreya, because we want to sometimes use that to say there's no mamzer problem, to say that she wasn't married originally. So only mikana lahaba, he's not a mamzer, but he used to be a mamzer. So l'chara that's even stronger. L'chara is even stronger. Even though that's getting out of a daraisa marriage, but I guess it's a daraisa mechanism also that could do that. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Again, the three women that don't get the four items for various reasons. Says the Gemara, Rav Tani, Rav learns that Tana Yotze Baget Ein Laksuba V'Kosh Kein Me'enes. Rav seems to hold that the marriage Durabanan that Chazal created really isn't the marriage. It's really very, very tenuous what they did. Rav's not going to argue on the concept of Kedushin Miyun, but he will say that a Tana who goes out even with a get, even if the husband gives the wife, who's a Tana, who they're married with Durabanan, a get, still, she does not get a ksuba, because they weren't really married. The kol shekein me'enes, surely me'enes, will not get a ksuba. Shmuel Tani, no, Mimah Enes ain't l'ksuba. Mimah Enes is not getting ksuba, as Rashi explained, because Me'atzma Yatzav, Yosef Beget, Yesh l'ksuba. But if she gets a get, then she doesn't get a ksuba, because this is a marriage midrabanan that Chazal created that is patterned after a marriage midaraisa. So therefore, it has status, and she would get a ksuba. V'yaza Shmuel Latai, Me'at Shmuel goes according to his reasoning, L'shitaso, the Amr Shmuel, as Shmuel says, that this Kiddusha Derabbanan has status. Me'enes ain laksuba, Yosef Beget eish laksuba. A Me'enes does not get exuba because it's her fault she walked out, but a Yosef Beget does get exuba. Me'enes lo pasla min ha'achin. A Me'enes does not pasle her from the brothers. Meaning, can this girl marry her husband's brothers after she does Miyun? So, by a Me'enes, yes. Because they were never married. They were never married. We're talking about a Din Mikat al-Haba, as Reb Chaim said. So therefore, he's even allowed to marry the brothers. V'lo pasla min ha'kahuna, and she's not even this, she's not called a grusha. V'lo pasla min ha'kahuna, she's not called a grusha. Why? Because she walked out. She didn't get a get. She's a me'enet, so she's not called a grusha. Why? As Rashi explains again, she'ein elu gerishin ela akiras nisun arishonim. Yotzev again, pasla min ha'achin, pasla min ha'kahuna. But Shmuel agrees that if she does get a get, even though it's derabanan, she's nifsal from the brothers, and she's pasled from a kohen, right? She's a gerusha midrabanan, and that's enough to pasle from a kohen. As we explained, reyach ha'get, even the writing of a get might even pasle, even though that's beishamai, but there is still a wide range of what's included in grusha regarding pasle kohen. So that is differences, says Shmuel, between Me'enes and a ketana that receives a get. So again, a ketana that receives a get, we will give it the status of grusha regarding all these three halachas. Yeah.
Is this
lushitaso or repeating? It is repeating one of the lines, but it's consistent with the entire brisa that he said. But we finish the brisa up. One more halacha that Shmuel is machalik between Miun and Yotzeh Beget. Mima'enes ain't a tzricha lahamtin shlosha chadashim. A Mima'enes does not have to wait 3 months after the Miun takes place before she marries again. She does not have to wait 3 months. Why? Because she was never married. So she's not included in the din of Havchana of having to wait 3 months. Even though we've learned in the Gemara that we're not worried that a ketana is pregnant. Not where the cat is pregnant, but as we've said, there's low plug. Even if we know the husband and the wife were not together for 3 months before the divorce, let's say he was in jail, let's say they were sick. Any case, the Gemara said that it doesn't matter. All of these cases have to wait 3 months. So by a Miyun case, she does not have to wait 3 months because she was not married. While Yotzeh Beget, Tzrichah HaDegeba Chadashim. But somebody who goes out with a get does have to wait 3 months because she's included in the din of Havchana and low plug, even though the reason does not apply.
If a ketana can get pregnant,
if the ketana can get pregnant, by miyun.
Exactly.
Right, in achinami. So the assumption is that we assume that a ketana cannot become pregnant. Rashi says on top, v'afagav delekel usfuke ketana b'me'uberes. Right, only the year before. Right, the year before we mentioned. Maybe, but earlier not. That was the whole discussion of Shomer Pesoyim, where we had a number of times. So, yeah? Does mefuta, and odi, mean odi subafata? Does odi subafata have to wait 3 months? I don't think so. I'm saying so. It's kibefuta, right? I think Rashi even says that. I think Rashi even says mefuta somewhere. Right, Rashi even on the bottom somewhere says we consider it. Right, Rashi says kasavar 4 lines from the bottom. Eini suaktana ela kibefuta ba'alma. It's mefuta ba'alma. Right. So there was no marriage relationship. Okay. So that's Shmuel Shita. So Shmuel seems to say that we consider it a marriage, and therefore, if there was a get, it's considered a get from a marriage. While Miyun, the marriage is uprooted. So Gemara says, "My Kamashmula, what's the chiddush of this brisa of Shmuel? Not brisa, this memra of Shmuel. Tanino Kola, we learned it all in the Mishnah. We had it in the Mishnah in Yivamis. Habima Enes Beish. Remember that parak end of Yivamis, all about Miyun. Parak Beishamai. Habima Enes Beish. Who mutar bekrova se have he mutar bekrova." If a woman does miyun, then they're each mutter with each other's relatives. Is that lachanchila? Mutter with the relatives? That's machlokas rishonim. Is that fine? You don't. There is no isa daraisa, right? This whole relationship was durabanan. But do we say, as we talk about in Yevamis, are we choshesh that a maisos nus might take place? If you marry the brother and then he still has, you know, a little relationship with a previous wife. So would Chazal make a gzeira d'rabbanan that she cannot marry his brothers? We discussed that towards the beginning of Yevamos. So these machlokas we showed if the Tosfos Rid, not here, the Tosfos Rid at the Tshuva says, there's no problem. They could get married. What, you're worried that something's going to happen? What do you mean? She left him already. Obviously, the relationship isn't so strong. If she did mean to him, so we're not worried that she's going to do anything to the original husband. Therefore, there is no gzeira. There is no gzeira against this marriage. While others, the Aruch Lanair in Yevamos discusses that on that daf, on daf kufches, that maybe there is a gzeira. Maybe we wouldn't allow it while she's alive. Maybe after she dies, so then we would allow her to marry the brothers. Either way, so the Mishnah says in Yevamos that if you do mi'un, then you're mutter to the relatives, midaraisa, because there was no relationship. V'lo pasla b'nei kahuna, and there was no, she was not nifsal shav kahuna, because it's as if they were never married. Nasan la get, tu hasa b'krav asav, hi asura b'krav, v'lo pasla b'nei kahuna. But all these halachas apply if he gives her a get? Question mark. So what's Shmuel adding that the Mishnah didn't tell us already? So the Gemara answers the last halacha. Tzricha lahamtin gibah chadashin tzricha leh delotznan. The last halacha Shmuel mentioned that you have to wait 3 months. That was not included. The havamina being lechora that you might have said that even though all the other cases of marriage are included, even though we're not worried about pregnancy, she was sick, the husband was in jail, at least all those are shayach to become pregnant. So maybe that's included in the din, but ketana, maybe a ketana, should it be included in the din of havchana? There's no havamina that she would become pregnant, so maybe that's a different category. That's the chiddush of Shmuel, kamash malan, that even though we're talking about a ketana here, who we're not choshish at all that she's pregnant, even she is included in the din of havchana if she received a get, because we view it as if there was a marriage here that stopped, that was broken, and therefore she would be included in the din of havchana. Yeah. Until when can Mian be done? So until she becomes a gadola and she realizes.
Right, so she, at
12,
she can't even...
Once she's 12 and she's nivellus, so then it's finished. Because then she's married Daraisa. I'm saying so. But here, it's talking about a case where right now, I guess not in that 1 year, that we say maybe she did become pregnant. So that's what Rashi said. We're talking about a case of Lekha Lesfuki Ketana Ben Mubaris, an earlier time, when she was younger. Period. Says the Gemara Lema Ketanoi. Let's suggest that this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really a Machlokas Tanan. The Machlokas Rav and Shmuel down on the previous Amud, who said what? Rav had the approach of, the Ketana marriage is not really a marriage. It's a context the Chazal made up, but it's not really a marriage. While Shmuel says, yeah, it is a marriage, right? Rav said, even if she gets a get, it's no marriage. And she doesn't get a ksuba, and she's not nifsal from Kahuna and from the brothers. Well, Shmuel says yes. So let's say that's a machlokas tanoim. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Again, we discussed this in Yevamos. This machlokas really captures two opposite approaches how you view kiddushei miyun. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ein ma'isa ketana klum." Really, what a ketana does is nothing. Ein ba'ila, and this marriage that Chazal created, ba'ala zakai, the husband does not get any of the normal husband privileges. B'mitziyasa, he does not get her mitziyas that she finds. V'lo b'masiyadeh, he doesn't get her earnings. V'lo b'hafaras edareha, and he cannot be made for her nedarim. What kind of nedarim? We're talking about a six-year-old. What kind of nedarim are we talking about? Tosa says it must be talking about a case of higia la'onas hanedarim. Meaning there is an age while she is a ketana, 11, 12 years old, when she, Chazal, the Mishnah Nida says that she's reached an age where she knows what's going on, even though she's not a gedola, and we assume that her nedarim come out of das, and therefore they would have teeth. So that's the only case to Tosas that we must be talking about, right? Tosas Bahafaras. Hainu Mishigia Laonis Adarim, right? Coming up, week and a half. Mesechas Adarim. And this is not at the beginning of Mesechas Adarim, but Higia Laonis Adarim. Di'ilav Hachi, because if you don't say it's Higia Laonis Adarim, you say we're talking about a 4-year-old, a Nidronether, right? The kids are swearing and promising all day. You know, that they did this and they don't have this, they did that. So, Baruch Hashem, those don't, hopefully that does not have a teeth of a promise or a shrua. So, Ve'afilu im timsa lomar muflas labach lish daraisa. And even if you want to say that's a din daraisa, Tosas says a chiddush now. Even if you want to say that that nether has a status even mi daraisa, so how could this husband, who's only married derabbanan to this woman, nullify it? Says Tosas, no. A chiddush avagav deleka achel l'disu derabbanan to call hanoderes al das baila hi noderes. Nedarim of a wife always has the husband in mind. Even if that's only a derabbanan relationship. And therefore, the husband still has the power to annul these nedarim, even if the neder has daraisa status, and he is only related to her derabbanan, still, he is able to be made for those nedarim. Chiddush in Tosfos. So back to the Braisa. So Rabbi Eliezer says, what a ketana does is nothing. And the husband is not zoche in the mitzvah, so the maisiyah daim over his adarim. They don't yarshin, he doesn't yarshin her. They ain't no metame law. And he does not become tame for her. So again, the Rishonim say, what do you mean? He doesn't become tame for her. He's a Kohen. He's a Kohen. He's married to her to Rabbanan. So that's a chiddush. He should be metame. What the other she did, we're going to see, he does become tame for her. He becomes tame for her. He's married to her to Rabbanan. He's a Kohen d'Oraisa. How is he allowed to violate? How can he be metame himself? Right, that's the other sheet. Let's just finish. The first opinion of Rabbi Eliezer says that they're not really married. They're not. It's a very tenuous creation of the rabbis. This kiddush miyun. But you know what? You need miyun. You need miyun. It's really nothing. But they said you need miyun. I mean, there is something here, and therefore you need miyun to get out of it. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, the opposite. My sakdana klum, it does have significance. Ubal zakai, and the baal is zoche. Bibitsiyasu masiya del bafarsha da rail, but Yosha batabila, he is zoche in all the privileges, and he has the responsibilities. Klolo shaldavar, hare hi kishto lachaldavar, elos yosibamiyam, the opposite. This is really serious. But you know what? Chazal gave you a kula, you don't need a get. You can just walk out of the marriage. So it's opposite mentalities how to view this rabbinic institution of Kiddushei Miyun. Is it a really strong institution? But you know what? Chazal gave you a kula to leave with Miyun. Or is it a very weak institution, but they gave you a chumrah that you need to do Miyun. You need to do, you know, the procedure called Miyun. So says the Gemara. Lema Rav Damar Krebi Lezer Vishmuel Damar Krebi Yeshua. That's the Halamina. So let's say this machlokas that we had between Rav and Shmuel is the machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Rav, who said that the Kitana relationship is really nothing, holds like Rebbe Eliezer. While Shmuel says, who gives it significance, holds like Rebbe Yeshua. So let's just finish, then I'll take the questions, and then I'll comment about the Kahanim. So it says the Gemara. No. Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer Kuleabalo Pligi. You're right. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it's definitely a machlokas, because Shmuel cannot hold like Rebbe Eliezer. There's no way. Shmuel, who says there is significance to the marriage, Rebbe Eliezer, the title holds, there's no significance, they can't overlap those shittas. Keep pleading, I'll leave it to Rebbe Yeshua, but it could very well be that both Rav and Shmuel could argue within Rebbe Yeshua shita. Shmuel, Rebbe Yeshua, Shmuel holds exactly like Rebbe Yeshua. They both hold that the marriage is something significant. But Rav would say no. Ad kalaka Rabbi Yeshua Hasam. When does Rabbi Yeshua say that the marriage has significance? Elamidi dolidi day. Anything, any privileges that go from her to him. Because what's the whole reason Chazal made up this institution for her benefit? Shlo yida gubam in a kafker. So therefore, Chazal said, to get people to marry this woman, we want to give them things. So that's why, when is it considered a significant marriage? Anything that's going from her to him. Ma'asi adayim, afarsa mitzias, any of the privileges. Avo mididei ledido lo. But what was I talking about, says Rav, anything that she gets? No psuba, she's nifsal from kahuna, right? Anything that happens to her, that we don't consider it a marriage. Period. So is it a machlokas hanan? No, it's not exactly a machlokas hanan. Get a question. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the purpose of having Miyun is still to create a context that they're not knowing by Minak Hefker. Meaning, she does have a protector, she does have a quote-unquote husband in her eyes. There is this relationship created. She's not out on the street, just a bunch of men trying to get her. She has a man. It's not really a marriage, but it's a halachically defined context. And that's enough to prevent Minak Hefker. Getting back to our question from before, yeah?
And she's close to
12,
but yet she can't get pregnant.
Right, so that's, but maybe here, this brisa over here, is that does not mention the issue of Havchana. So you might be mechalik with the issue of Havchana. Here they're talking about a 12-year-old girl, right, Hafar Sadar. So you might say that the Havchana issue is different. They didn't mention that in this brisa. It's good. Getting back to Tosfos just adds, so the end of that Tosfos that we were reading, Uba Hafares, Tosfos says, what's the Havamina that he can be with Tommy for her? If he's a Kohen, he's going to be Batami Daraisa, even though they're only married to Rabbanan. So, one way to get out of it, Rashi says this, we had this similar Raisa earlier back on Daphne and Gimel, Rashi says, no, we're talking about Yisrael. I'm not talking about a Kohen. And all this is saying is that Yisrael has a mitzvah to be Batami for her. Not that a Kohen is allowed to. Mitami law. So if you say he's not talking about a Kohen, then it's not a problem. But Tosas assumes he's talking about a Kohen. Tosas says, three lines to the bottom of Tosas, Yishlomar, de Mitami law mishum meis mitzvah. Wow. It's considered a meis mitzvah. Nobody else has an obligation to bury her. Hovi or shell lo yarsila, kar yevlo anuhi. Right? It's considered a meis mitzvah. And Tosfos in Yevamos, when Tosfos quotes this on Daf Pei Tesa Mabeis, Tosfos says this is an example of an akiras dover min haTorah. Tosfos says, Pei Tesa Mabeis on the bottom, I'll read it to you. Where are we? Somewhere in the middle, it's like a meis mitzvah, not a meis mitzvah gamur. But this seems like, right, akiras davar min haTorah, but what? Sounds like a kumba say, right? You're telling him to matami himself. So that's a chiddush. Sasha b'sheva al tasa says even a kumba say a meis mitzvah shiny. I'd say it's an exception. If it's considered a dome lemeis mitzvah, that's why they would be able to do it. Okay, but again, according to Rashi, if you say it's about a Yisrael, Rashi, we had that earlier, so then it would not be a problem.
Does no one else in the world can bury?
Again, for the first meis mitzvah is the first responders to the situation. Okay, vaitiv, lo belaos. So the Mishnah said that these three women, getting back to the Mishnah, me'me'enishniya islandis, do not get blows, meaning when the marriage ends, so then the husband does not have to pay back the clothing that he had worn that had been worn out. Amalei Rav Huna bar Chiya l'Rav Kahana. Amar t'lo mishmei de Shmuel. He said to Rav Kahana that I heard you say the name of Shmuel, a chilek. Lo shono lo nechse malug. What does not have to be paid back? Only nechse malug. As the properties that she brings into the marriage, that she owns the principal, while the husband gets to use the papers. Avol nechse son barzel, but items that even the husband gets totally, the son barzel, and it's written in the ksuba, and he's going to have to pay back the principal, but really the principal is his during the marriage, isla, so that he does have to pay back. So Shmuel makes a chilek between maluk and son barzel. So havi bar of pup, so a pup was bothered. Ahai. Which of the three women in the Mishnah did Shmuel make this distinction? Three possibilities. We're going to reject the first two. We're going to get to the third. Ilema amema enes. Did Shmuel say this distinction about amema enes, that by amema enes she loses the nechse malug, but she gets the tzon barzel? So why should he have such a distinction? By amema enes, idisnu, if the clothing is still there, idivi the shakla, she should take it. Why? She didn't do anything wrong. She's leaving the marriage. We shouldn't be kodesh, sir. Whatever's there is there. She should be able to take it. Vidalesnu. And if it's not there anymore, idilo shakla, she shouldn't take it. She's walking out of the marriage. He shouldn't have to be moxer. He says that, you know, if I divorced you, I'd have to give you back things. But, you know, what should I have to do for you? So by Mimaenis, there shouldn't be any distinction. So, possibility number two. Ella Islandis. Maybe we're talking about the case of Islandis. So again, we say, Ida isnu, idivi shakla. If they're there, she should take it. Fine, you want to say it wasn't a marriage, so it's her stuff. They weren't married, it's her stuff. So if it's there, she should take it. Feed the less new. And if they're not there, if chabibayilei. So Shmuel's distinction should be the opposite. Why? Nichse malug de bershu sakaimi. Nichse malug are more hers than his. Right? The principal's hers. So that's what he should have to give back. Isla, that's what he should have to repay to her, because those were always hers. Nichse son barzel, delabershu sakai melesla. The nichse son barzel, which go into his possession fully, so that he should not have to pay back. So Shmuel made the opposite distinction. So the first two cases don't work. Ella ashnia. Possibility number three, we're talking about ashnia. Shmuel made his distinction about within balaos, that nichse malug she does not get back, but son barzel she does. On Shnia, why? The Kansu Rabbanan Ladida Bedide, Ulidide Bedida. Rashi explains this, as the other Rishonim, that Chazal Dafka took what each of the people were supposed to get and didn't give it to them. Because they wanted to show that they are not happy about this marriage of a Shnia. Look at the last two skinny lines of Rashi. Elechachamim Hafchu Es Hadavar La'akor Mehen Toras Nisuin. Chazal uprooted this, and they said, you think you're supposed to get this? We're going to take everything that you're supposed to get away from you. So the woman's supposed to get a ksuba, we're not giving it to you. She's supposed to get nichsei malug, we're not going to give it. The husband's supposed to get son barzel, we're not going to give it. So we switch everything so that they realize that Chazal were not happy with this marriage, this usher marriage. Period. Amr of Sibi Barashi, Shvamina Midir of Kahana. You know what we learned from Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana said this whole statement, that these problematic women, the maskana was a shnia, does not get paid back for the worn-out clothing. But it's mashma then, that what about a regular woman? A regular woman, a regular marriage, the husband does have to pay back the worn-out clothing. He'll get back the clothing, but he has to pay out for the difference in price. So, I like lima karnahavi. You know what you learn from Kahana? That the wearing out of the clothing, the amount of the clothing is called principal. You might say, you return the principal and wearing it is peros. No. You learn from Rav Kahana the fact that he has to pay back by a regular woman. Only Shnia does not have to pay back. But by a regular woman, so we assume that the wearing of the clothing is called keren. Velo mechzi lava azad the bali. He can't just wear it until it gets totally worn out. He has to take care of the worn out difference in price. Rav Nachman say, it's peros and not keren. So Rav Nachman pliga. Okay, so he argues. So he argues, Machlokes Rav Kahana and Rav Nachman, whether when the husband wears clothing that she brings into the marriage, is that wearing, the value that occurs, the devaluation that occurs as he wears it, is he going to have to pay that back to the wife? Is that called principal, or is that called peros? Machlokes Rav Kahana and Rav Nachman. Okay, period. Next part of the Mishnah said, Ein lohan ksuba. These women do not get a ksuba. And Rashi quoted all the reasons of the Mishnah. Me'enes, because she walked out. Shnia, because they are Aser, or Koniser, and Islanders, because it's a Mekachtos. So says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel lo shana elamana masayim. These women only lose the Iker Ksuba. Avol Tosefes yesh lohen. But she does go Tosefes. Why? Rashi says, because Tosefes is Matana Ba'alma. It's a gift. Chazal didn't say you have to give Tosefes. It's a special gift, so it doesn't matter. You obligated yourself in giving a gift. So therefore, you're going to give it. And what's the gift based on? Rashi quotes, Chibas Bia. Third wide line of Rashi. Chibas Bia. So therefore, once he gets the Hana of the Bia, he's happy that he gives the Matana. So therefore, the Tosefes is hers, even though she loses the Iker. The Rambam gives a little different shot. In this doesn't say that Dafka the Chibas Bia, but the Rambam in Hilchas Isha says her Maisim didn't cause. Let's see, forgetting the Mama Enes case, her Maisim didn't cause the problem here by a Shnia, even by, not because she left or he's divorcing her. They were also beforehand. She'ein Ma'aseha Hein Hagormin Lalahe Aser Achar Nisuin El Asur Hayisim Mikodem. So a little different, not because of Chibas Bia, but the Tosefes has nothing to do with her. She shouldn't lose the Tosefes. There's no reason for us to say that she loses it. There is a Machlokes we shown him. Does Islandus lose Tosefes? Because that's a Mekatos. So does Islandus lose Tosefes? The Ron here quotes a Machlokes between Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, and the Raivin. I don't remember exactly the Shittim, but I think that's what it was. Does the Islandus lose Tosefes? That's a Machlokes we shown him. Maybe we'll talk more about that in a few minutes also. Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa also says, Nashim Shamar Chachamim Ein Lahem Ksuba. Women, when Chachamim say certain women don't get a Ksuba, Kagon Meme'enes Vachavroseha, the Meme'enes and the ones in her Mishnah with her, Ein Lahem Ksuba, Ein Lahem Manam Asayim Aval Tosefes Yesh Lahem. So the phrase Ein Lahem Ksuba means women who lose the Iker and get the Tosefes. Nashim Shamar Chachamim Yotzes Below Ksuba. Women, where Chazal call them, they go out without a Ksuba, Yotzes Below Ksuba. That washing we had back in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Kigono Veres Al Das V'Chavroseha, right? Women who violate, who give their husbands chalo without taking off, right? Dough without taking off chalo or any of the other cases. Inland Tosefes V'Kolish Kimon Amasayim. They lose everything. They even lose the Tosefes as a Knas. Third, Vayotzis Mishum Shemra Natal V'Al Shalafaneha. Yotzis Mishum Shemra. The Mefarshim explain. They also lose mana, masayim, and tosefes, but the chiddush is that they still take their nechsim aluk, what's in front of them. Don't say Yosef Hashem Shemra is any worse than the other women. They take their nechsim aluk, what's in front of them. V'yotza. Now tell me, Shalom, I have a yotza. Misayle Rafuna, this is a riot to Rafuna, Dam Rafuna, Zinsa, what's a woman is bazanet? That's a mostly Shemra women. Lo hifsida, blo seha kayalin. She does not lose the clothing that's in front of her, she does not lose her nechsim aluk. Tani Tadakame de Rav Nachman, the bride was sent in front of Rav Nachman, Zinsa, if Sida below Zakayaman, if she's Bazane, she does lose the Nechse Malug. Our mother Rav Nachman said, no, he's Zinsa, Kelam, he's Anoy. She did something wrong. Why should we punish her clothing? Why should we punish her clothing to not go back to the original owner? Tani, lo, if Sida below Zakayaman, change it, it should be. She does not lose, as we said, that the Nechse Malug are not lost. Amar Rav Rachana, Amar Yochanan, Zudiv Rav Nachman, Sitim Ta'a. You don't have to change it. You could say, Rabbi Yochanan says, that price that says she does lose it, that's Rabbi Nachman. That's Rabbi Menachem's Shita. Aval Chachamim Omer, Chachamim won't argue with that. Zinsa, lo hefsid de blose akayamim. She's Mizana, she does not lose it. She still gets her Nechse Malug, even though she does not get a Ksuba, even though she did not even get Tosefes Ksuba. Two dots. Period. Next. Yeah.
So we only take the Knas so far.
We only take the knas so far, meaning maybe only by items that aren't hers yet, that are supposed to go to her. But stuff that's hers, we're not going to remove things from her because of the knas. So the Mishnah said, Islandus loses all these things, but if he knew that she was an Islandus going into the marriage, then she gets it. If he knew that she was an Islandus going into the marriage, so then So then he does not. She does get her ksuba. Amar Rav Huna, machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna says, it sounds like amazing lumdisha lines, but as we'll see, it doesn't really mean what it sounds like. Island is Isha ve'ena Isha. Sounds like, oh, you got a quasi-wife. But as we're going to see, no, it depends. I'm talking about two different cases. Almana Isha Gemura. An island is, sometimes it's considered a full woman, a wife, and sometimes not. And Almana, this means Almana Kohen Gadol, is called a full wife. What does that mean? Island is Isha Vena Isha. What does that mean? Hikirba, if he knew that she was an island, is going into the marriage, so then she's a full wife. Yesh Luxuba. Lo Hikirba, if he did not know, ain't Luxuba, that she does not get a ksuba, because that is a mechachtos. Almana, by an Almana Lekohen Gadol, Isha Gemura. Then she's completely a wife. Bein Hikirba, bein Lo Hikirba. Even if the Kohen Gadol did not know she was an Almana, Yesh Luxuba. She still gets a ksuba. Just parenthetically, we mentioned earlier, I'll mention it now though, the shitos. Can an islandess get married? If he did not know about it, can an islandess just get remarried without getting a get? Could that happen? Let's say a woman, has the status of an islandess. Let's say, if you say, according to the post, let's say a woman gets married without the ability to have children. And it's clear. She has no ovaries, no fallopian tubes, whatever it is. Some case. So does she need a get? Need a get in that case? That's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam says no. And Tosfos earlier, Tosfos and Ayin Bey says no, she could get remarried. And the Rambam seems to say that she does need a get. And the Shavus Yaakov explains, because even though we had earlier, if a woman has a mum gadol, you know, she does not need a get, but says the Shavus Yaakov, maybe an internal wounds, even though she can't have children, maybe that's different. That's different than a mamish, a wound that's noticeable. Maybe he's more upset, others more upset by a noticeable wound. But you have to work something out for the Rambam, because the Mishnah says, by a mum gadol, she could get remarried. And it's a megatos, while the Rambam seemed to say by an islandess, they cannot get remarried right away. Okay, so Rav Huna says, there's a distinction between islandess and almana. An islandess, if you knew about at the beginning, when you married her, then she gets her ksuba. If you didn't know about it, there's no ksuba. And Amana Kohen Gadol, no matter what, she gets a ksuba. Let's do the other sheet, and then we'll talk about Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda Amar Achazu V'Achazu. No, Rav Yehuda says Isha Vein Isha by both of them. Hikirba Yish Laksuba, Lo Hikirba In Laksuba. Rav Yehuda says, what do you mean? If he didn't know, if that Kohen Gadol didn't know she was an Amana, she's not getting a ksuba. What difference should it make? What's the svar of Rav Huna? Shouldn't it be even worse, a spiritual problem? An Isser shouldn't be even worse than an islandess? So the Bi'ure Hadaf, two answers. Number one, the Bi'ure Hadaf quotes from the Or HaChama, who says that by an Almana LeKohen Gadol, he obviously didn't check her out. You can know if she's an Almana. Do research. So if he didn't check her out, it must be mistama that he's being mochel. By islandess, how could you tell? You don't know yet. If she's not 20 years old, you don't know yet. The simanim aren't there. And even if she is 20, it's not as clear to figure out. So it's really a reyesa in his actions. That's the arachama. Because he should have checked it out. And if he did it, it must be that he's mochel. But the Chazon Ish says differently. The Chazon Ish says, simanayin tes, the dafka nedar mumumin v'islandess v'chayotzi bazeh. No, by an islandess, by a mum, shenatcho shal adam soledas mehen. People jump away from those types of a woman who can't have children, Rahman al Islam. A mum, such a mum, a woman who's nadronis. Oh, it's terrible. So that's for sure you can assume the second that he finds out, he never had a second that he was happy with the marriage. Aval arayus. But when it comes to Isurim, says the Chazon Ish, human nature. Lo chashiv mum b'mechush ha'adam, denafcho shal adam acham dason. There's something called a tithe, something called the Yetzahara. Says the Chazon Ish, okay, once our intellectual side thinks about it for a second, we'll say, oh, no. But the first second, says the Chazon Ish, we're human. It could be that the first second would rather have the Hana than this, okay, so this woman happens to be also to me. He said, V'nihi, you're right, the la'achar ha'hisboninus yischarit, aval haqa ha'nidon al rega ha'kidushin v'ha'chupa. At the second before that he's going to be with her, if we would say, hey, she's an Almana LeKohen Gadol, right? Would he stop at that moment? Says the Chazon Ish, maybe think about it for a second. If he would think about it for a second, then there's a chalos, there's time for a chalos to occur, and therefore it's not an umdin, it's a muchach, and therefore he has to pay the ksuba. That's the Chazon Ish's chiddush. As long as you don't know bavadai. And the continue, and then we'll finish up. And the stifler doesn't quote this Chazon Ish, but in Yavam, Simin Mem Dalel, the stifler says, why is it different? Why is an almana any different than if I buy something? I buy a piece of meat. I buy a piece of meat and it comes out to be treif. It's a mekartos. It's a mekartos. And here, in a mother coin gadol, you know, it's not a mekartos. You've got to pay the ksuba. What, it's less? Says the stipler. No. Because by a piece of meat, if it's not good, you vada, I want a different piece of meat. Why do you give me the piece of meat? A piece of meat is a piece of meat. There are 50,000 pieces of meat. If you marry somebody, it takes a long time sometimes to find the right one. And if you found one, you want this woman. So you're not going to go so quickly to jump to another one. You're obviously interested in this one. So it says the stifler, there's a big difference. And that's why. Abu Gabi Shidukan Asher Kashal Zavgam Kakrias Yamsuf. Ukishad Stodin Maskimili Hinase. Finally, when you get a Shidduch, Meshav Eslam Simcha Gedola. Vuli Eskimili Hinase Ladam Stam. Elamisha Bokhrin Behind and Moshe Chain Beinayim. Right, you gotta get to know the person. So therefore, Mishav Haki Stam Reyes Ashishlahem Lochashimum of Atal Kiddush. Right, that's the stipler in Simin Mem Dalid in Yevamos. Okay, we have a machlokes. Again, so you have the Orachama, you have the Chazonish, and you have the stipler. Next, machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Again, what's the machlokes about? The case of Amana LeKohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol did not know about it, does she get a ksuba? Meisvei Kansa Becheska Shehu Yikem and Imsa Shehikem. The Brisa says if the Kohen Gadol marries her thinking that she is, and it comes out that she is. Mean what? An amana. Yesh laksuba. So she gets a ksuba because he knew about it. Hastama mashma, if he did not know about it, ain't laksuba. Right? She would not get a ksuba. Kasha to Rav Huna. So where's it? No. Lote masama ain't laksuba. Don't be medayik that if it was stam, she would not get a ksuba. Ela ema. But be medayik kansa b'cheska she ain't akein v'nimsa she ikein. The opposite. The opposite. Be medayik. If he gets married thinking that she's not an amana, and she comes out that she is an amana, so ain't laksuba. That's what we're medayik. Avol stamamai, but if she wasn't even thinking about it, if it was just stam, isla, she would get a ksuba. She only loses it if she falsified it, he was under a misimpression, not no impression. So says the Gemara, if that's true, adatoni b'cheska she came in him, so she can't yesh laksuba. So instead of saying the case, instead of saying the chiddush in our Mishnah that if he marries her thinking that she's an almana and she is an almana, she gets a ksuba, l'shmein and stama, v'kol shekinah. It's an even greater chiddush. Say, if he marries her not thinking anything, and she comes out to be an almana, she gets a ksuba. That's an even bigger chiddush. The otani, and also we have a separate brisa that says befeirish against Rav Huna. Kansa biyadua, v'nim says biyadua, yesh laksuba. If he marries her thinking that she's an almana, and it comes out that she is, she gets a ksuba. Kansa stame in laksuba. So it's befeirish against Rav Huna. T'yuf to the Rav Huna, t'kasha on Rav Huna. The Gemara just says, Rav Huna masisa natisei. Rav Huna was misled by the language of our Mishnah. Husava Rav Huna thought midgamathik by islandess, since our Mishnah made the distinction about islandess, where our Mishnah said, if he knew about it beforehand, it makes a difference. And v'loka mathik ba'amana. And our Mishnah did not say that about almana, michlada almana, filu b'stam enami yisla. So he thought, oh, it must be by almana, she always gets a ksuba. Because why didn't the Mishnah say, if he knew she was an almana, the Mishnah didn't say that. So the Rav Huna thought that there's no difference. Vilohi, but really there is a difference. Kiktani lala almana, aplukta da islandess kai. Really, when the we mentioned almana in the last line of the Mishnah, the same distinction would apply to it, to her, as it did to the islandess. Okay, second to last perek in Maseches Ksubis, perek Yud Beis. Hanose es ha'isha upaska imo kadesh yazar esbita chabishanim. Man marries a woman, and she comes in with a previous daughter, a daughter from a previous marriage. And there's a tnai, they make a tnai, the woman is looking out for her daughter. So she says, you have to support my daughter. So he says, okay, I'll support her for 5 years. I promise, I was chayav myself to support her for 5 years. So chayav lazar imo chabishanim. So fine, that's it. He has to support her for 5 years. What do you mean, hanose es ha'isha? What's the es? Hanose isha. What do you mean, es ha'isha? So Malach HaShlomo, one of the mafarshim on the Mishnah, two possibilities. Either S to tell me, here it is, S Ha'isha, just say the second one to save time. It must be that this is a special woman. If he's willing to take it upon himself to sustain this daughter from previous age for 5 years, it must be this is a woman. S Ha'isha, this woman, right, emphasizing her status. Another pshat, you can look there. So if a man accepts to support a woman for a woman's daughter for 5 years, so he has to support her for 5 years. Nisis la'acher upaskim. Let's say this woman marries somebody else, then goes to somebody else. Upaskim okliyaz yazaris bita chamishanim, and she gets the second husband to agree to support her daughter for 5 years. Chaylo zeru chamishanim. So the second husband has to also lo yamar harishon. The first guy cannot say l'kishdavo es liyazuna. What do you mean? You're not married to me anymore. I'm not supporting her anymore. So says the Mishnah, you can't say that. Fine, he doesn't have to give his wife mizonos anymore. But the stepdaughter, he obligated himself. That was a separate obligation, and he has to continue that. Ella, molech lemizonos, ella makam sheima. Right? He's got to send her mizonos for the daughter. Also, the two of the husbands now can't get together. We'll give her, we'll support her. No, still, she has two obligations for her. No, one will send her actual mizonos, and the other one she gets demei mizonos. Niseis, what if the daughter now gets married? Then she's got three. Her husband gives her mizonos. And then she's got a big bank account, right? She's got 5 years worth of mizonos three times over. Mesu, and let's say the stepfathers die. So the father's own daughters get mizonos from Bnei Chorin, because that's the takana drabanan, right? For mizonos, you only get from Nachasa Bnei Chorin, properties that he has. Behiba, this stepdaughter that he promised to support for 5 years, is even in a greater position. She gets from Mishubadim, because she is like a Balaschov, and therefore she even gets from Mishubadim. Ha-pikrim, the smart husbands who wanted to watch out for themselves, Ha-yukosvin, Amanas, Sharnas, and Nesbita, Chamishanim, Kozman, Sha'atimi. They used to obligate themselves, but say, as long as you're my wife, then I'll as long as you're my stepdaughter in my house, I'll support you. But other than that, I won't support you. Period.
Why
isn't that the umdana? So the Rishonim discuss, is that, remember we have the three categories, Tosfos Tzadik Zayin, three categories of Dvarim Shebelev. So this is not as an umdana demuchach as much as the other ones. Right, why was I going to do that? Maybe I love you so much, I'll support your daughter. But it's not as much as an umdana demuchach. Again, Mesrach, tomorrow we start off with the Gemara and with the important machlokas Rishonim. If I go over to you and say, I owe you $1 million. Do I owe you $1 million? Could you be mischayev yourself without anything, not based on anything? That's going to be my focus discussing the Rishonim, as we will see better tomorrow. We talk about Tznoim tomorrow, right? Dvarim, Shein, Sheniknim, Ba'amira, and other items as well. Okay. On Zohar.